Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Active Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So we are in our Refresh KPFA Renew All Fun Drive, in which we are offering really fun enticements for you to pledge as thank you gifts. Coming down from our new Skookum GM, Quincy McCoy, who wins the Best Name Award, you know, he says, again, we are refreshing KPFA. We're going to be doing many things, including upgrading our website, which is very exciting, to expand our audience, our venue, all of those wonderful things. So I am heading out. I'm heading out from where I am your agent in Washington, D.C., to the Bay Area, doing many things. I will arrive in time for my birthday, October 14th, and one of the very fun things we're offering as a pledge incentive enticement is dinner with me, birthday dinner, October 14th, 6 p.m. in Point Reyes at the fantastic Pinecone Diner they're opening just for us, and that's for a pledge of $300, 20 people, and yes, that's a lot of money, but wonderful Joni Quitt, the owner of the Pinecone, is opening just for us, and you know, wine, beer, each person who signs up, I will query you on your food preferences. We can do vegan, we can do paleo, we can do gluten-free, we can do maximum gluten, whatever it is amuses you most, you know, so you can pledge for that dinner, which will be full of toasting and counsel and cavorting, and if you come out early, we can walk on Limantour Beach together. But again, that's October 14th, 6 p.m. in Point Reyes at the Pinecone Diner, open only for us. That's for a pledge of $300 by calling 800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or pledging online kpfa.org. Yes, we do all homage to Mercury and retrograde and reflection, all of those things. I'll be bringing in my splendid, splendid guests in a moment. Wonderful longtime allies, Nina Simons and Kenny Ossibel, the co-founders of Bioneers. And that brings us to the next thing that we are offering. Bioneers, of course, will be it'll be October 17th through the 19th. And I will be presenting on Friday night at 9 p.m. with my accomplices, Climbing Poetry. And Bioneers has kindly offered two pairs of tickets to that talk, October 17th, 9 p.m. in the exhibition hall at Bioneers, $50 per pair. That's a pledge of $50 as a thank you. And then I'm also offering a fantastic Stephen Buhner's book, Plant Intelligence. He will be my radio guest on October 23rd, but we couldn't resist offering this because so many people over the summer and just now, you know, I talk to and they go, God, I'm reading this fantastic book called Plant Intelligence in the Imaginal Realm by Stephen Buhner. I go, I know him. He's one of my favorite curmudgeon genius guys that I've often hosted on the radio. So you can have that book for a pledge of $130 again. So birthday dinner with Caroline, October 14th, 6 p.m. at the Pinecone Diner in Point Reyes. Abundant toasting and gathering and counseling and counseling, all of that for a pledge of $300. We also have two full three-day passes to Bioneers, very generously donated by our allies, for a pledge of $495 each. Basically retail. So you get a twofer. You get to support the only, you know, completely listener-sponsored radio network, the Visionary Activist Show and the Mothership KPFA, by pledging $495 for a three-day pass to Bioneers, which is so rich. We'll be exploring it this hour. Absolutely. Any or all of those things can be yours by calling 800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732. Yes, all right. Now then, more than perfectly to welcome our guests and create this, you know, welcoming venue. As we begin right now, the point straight down below us is its image is the rainbow's pot of gold, you know, is shimmering in the mist. Reciprocal blessing, may we raise a windfall of wherewithal for all beings. And certainly, It is also perfect. The moon exalted in Taurus, and its image is a cantilever bridge over obstacles, finding a way from here to there. Well, that's perfect, because Bioneer's theme is this year is the world we want, and how do we get there? How do we get there? So human ingenuity, willing to be guided by nature's ingenuity, that is our prayer. So we welcome Nina Simons and Kenny Ossibel, founders of Bioneers. It's their 25th anniversary. We love our dedicated allies, a council of ingenious solutions at this Kairos moment in time. Welcome, Nina.
Hi, thanks, Caroline. Happy almost birthday.
Oh, bless your heart. And welcome, Kenny. Welcome, Kenny. Uh-oh. Oh, Mercury.
Hello. No, I'm here.
Oh, that's great.
Sorry.
That's good. Yes, we don't know. Mercury was playing tricks on us, pretending, never mind all that, we're here. So how fabulous. Let us honor at this, you know, crucial time, you know, why Bioneers is one of my favorite over many, many years gatherings, because it is actual conferring with people who really are contributing ingenious solutions. So, Nina, do you want to dive us in, and then Kenny, because I have a list of many of the fantastic speakers. It's an incredible lineup.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm not sure how exactly to dive us in, except to say, you know, as we've moved, you know, in the past years from a sense of impending challenge to increasing urgency, you know, this year it really felt important to be focused on growing the movement and the world we want, as you said, and how to get there. You know, so I think we often as activists get so busy being against the bad stuff that we don't get really clear about what's our vision for the world we want. And really, Bioneers, as you said, Caroline, has been gathering visionary solutions for 25 years. And together they sort of create a constellation that makes the world we want, temporarily at least, visible and palpable. And that's part of what I love about it.
Absolutely. And Kenny, again, your great dedication. Let me just run down a few of my favorite humans and invite you to chime in. I hosted Wallace J. Nichols last week with his really useful book, Blue Mind, and we want to come back to that. And then, of course, you have Naomi Klein. She's everywhere. But that's great. And then Paul Stamets, our great ally, because certainly we want to talk about viral storms. Oh, my God. Okay. And then Karen Brown, one of my favorite humans on the world, relocalizing food, and Paul Hawken, and Vandana Shiva you have. Is that right?
Yeah.
And Terry Tempest Williams, and David Orr, and Brock Dolman, and John Rulak, all radio guests, and we love them. So what is the medicine brew? I mean, I know you both, and you, Kenny, you know, you're good at going to the underworld and going, nah, and then coming back with, here's what we got to do, team. So so what is the quality of, I don't know, medicine that you feel that all these people are bringing together for us?
Are you asking me or Nina?
You. It is time for you, but we can to and fro if you go, let me think about it.
No, that's fine. you know, I mean, with the broadest strokes, there's two sort of meta tracks to the conference. As you know, it's a kaleidoscope, and we try to really cover everything. But one of them is deep nature.
Yes.
And essentially that was the inspiration for Bioneers in the first place, a field that eventually became known as biomimicry. But the idea that, you know, in 3.8 billion years of R&D, nature has done everything we want to do without mining the past or mortgaging the future. So these are people who have really looked to nature not as resource, but as source. For knowledge, recipes, models, you know, and solutions to how we can live for the long haul here, stick around. You know, some of the people, Jay Nichols is magnificent, and part of what he's talking about there is that we are the ocean. The ocean is in us. We came from the ocean, and that there's a innate biophilia, the affinity that life has for life, that is, I think, very much the core of what we all need to be tuning into today. One of my favorite people that'll be there this year is John Warner, the green chemist.
He
and his colleague Paul Anastas are known as the fathers of green chemistry. And John, I love it. He calls it molecular psychology. You actually try to sit down with these molecules and understand what they want and how they like to behave, and then you work with that. So he's got a company now that's coming up with extraordinary solar innovations that mimic photosynthesis and is incredibly cheap and deployable worldwide, you know, not only inexpensively, but in, you know, very, distressed communities in the South. And there are many distressed communities here in the North, for that matter. And he's also a magnificent storyteller. He partly got into this. He was a world-class chemist who was receiving award after award in his earlier years. And then his son got cancer and died, and John became deeply concerned that it might have been some exposure to all the chemicals he was working with. So it was a very personal journey for him. And could I just say one other thing?
Of course.
Yeah, the other sort of meta track is really about politics. And, you know, the solutions are largely present, or we know what directions to head in. That's not the problem. As David Orr said, the climate crisis is really a crisis of leadership. And how we shift the political system is the other real key here right now, which is very much about growing the movement and also understanding where the real levers are for actual, not just change, but transformation today.
No, I think that's really great climate leadership. Wonderful, David Orr, and so many, and Joel Solomon, and I mean everybody. Again, at the Bioneers Conference, and part of our Renaissance team. And let me kind of pitch to both of you. Part of the beautiful astral mythology that is welcoming you both and all that you're dedicated to so much, you know, is the moon is exalted in Taurus, exactly, you know, deep cooperation with nature. But we are reminded that, you know, it's theater with a purpose. As Pluto rises, its image is a science lecture on natural wonders, and it's wonderfully quirkily connected with Jupiter in Leo, showtime. So we go, it's not entertainment, but it is entertaining. You know, it's, again, a party with a purpose. It's this deep realm. And, you know, I'll be cahooting, of course, with climbing poetry, democratic animism now, assuming cultural narrative lead, you know, which is fun to start off on Friday this time so I can enjoy everybody for the rest of the weekend without worrying. But just to pitch to you, Nina, one of the themes that, you know, if we want, you know, true democracy and equality, we say Venus and Mars. Mars without Venus, as we look at the world, has no solutions. I mean, it's got a very thin repertoire, a very thin bench of going, well, we can bomb it or kill it. And this realm of, you know, Venus, again, intimacy, restoration of intimacy to the world. And, I mean, I know you've got a women's leadership, you know, powerful symbol panel. I apologize for being allergic to the word archetype. I compost that. But it's very wonderful. But then also that there's an economics forum that is also part of Bioneers on next week, Thursday. You know, so we are going for equal Venus Mars, as you and Kenny have been jitterbugging for a long time, going equal Venus Mars within both of us. There we go. There's two of us, but there's four of us, and there we go. So that's something to celebrate too. How two feisty, interesting people are Venus Marsing with each other for over 25 years to produce this incredible event. But do you want to guide us into the Venus coming into to initiate Mars, if that feels right to you, or you can...
Well, sure, Caroline. I mean, you know, there is a track also that runs through the conference, and I think one of the things you were referring to is our Feminomics day-long intensive, which is actually on Monday the 20th.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Sure. But, you know, a lot of what it's about is recognizing that the feminine has been under wraps for so long. And when I say the feminine, I mean human values that have become associated with the feminine, that are alive in all of us, and that in fact all of us, you know, as you would say, regardless of our temporary gender assignment, all of us have access to the masculine and the feminine. And Lynn Twist says that, you know, humanity has been, the bird of humanity has been flying with one wing for way too long. And of course, a bird with one wing flies in circles. So, you know, from my perspective, I would say that there is an emergence of feminine values, as well as an emergence of women into greater leadership. And there's actually a lot of data from really interesting sources that suggest that 66% of the people in 13 nations in the world agree that the world would be a better place if men thought more like women. So how do we actually get that dialogue more explicit and flush it out? And for instance, you know, in terms of this feminomics question, how is the reemergence of feminine values and women emerging into leadership helping inform the reinvention of an economics that can work for all of life? Because no one else is quite looking at that in that way, and we felt like it was really important. And so we're bringing together amazing folks, including Charles Eisenstein, to talk about it and to really explore and help flesh out, you know, what is the contribution of this emergence of the feminine that's going on, I think, globally, and that's both in our consciousness as well as in our physical reality. How is that contributing, and how can we be more mindful and encourage it?
It's true, yeah, and Charles Eisenstein, he is a very yin guy. And Vandana Shiva is a very yang, yin woman. I want to go to, she's presenting, I think, at the plenary on Sunday, is that right? I think, yes, well.
No, it's actually on a panel. She was going to be in town, we learned very late in the game, and it's about the tribunals that they're holding and starting to hold the world accountable
right.
for, you know, essentially crimes against nature and humanity.
Well, these forms of theater are very important, and I just want to, you know, bring her up even a panel. Panel on Sunday, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Because I so admire her. I mean, I think one of the values of going to Bioneers or any of, again, these great gatherings or indeed KPFA itself and the Visionary Activist Show is we do derive medicine going, I would like five drops of Vandana Shiva because I've seen her come up in orthodox corporate media against the most clueless, dingbat, insulting interviewers, and she just stays very calm and fiercely strong in her informed, factual defense of intimacy, insane, reverent common sense. So I just go, fantastic. And again, you know, we know that for years in our different ways, but always cahooting, you know, dedicated to a culture of reverent ingenuity rising from the rubble of, you know, our composting colonialism. And I love that. I love the biomimicry track that you mentioned, Kenny. I love that one of the founders of Deep Ecology, loved the Italian word for it, ecologia profundo. It's like, oh, ecologia profundo. That's so wonderful. But yes, it is time. As you know, I was at the climate march in New York, which was, you know, me and 400,000 people. But part of what was so strong that we keep it going, you know, and we keep it going through Bioneers and through, again, the dedicated work of this radio station and all of that thing was, it was, yes, there was holding accountable, absolutely, going, and we got to get off fossil fuels. But the primary extraordinary rising up was it was the power of fierce reverence, like, you know, really like agents of the earth herself, a kind of positive snake, and, you know, and how to keep it going. Well, you guys and Gaias have been, you know, keeping this thing going for 25 years. I can't even remember when I met you, you know, maybe 10, 12 years ago. But anyway, but so you started in Santa Fe, and it was small-ish, right?
Yeah, it was 250 people the first time, which actually seemed huge. We were kind of amazed, you know. I mean, forget being on the radar screen. You might as well have been UFOs in those days talking about this kind of stuff. So, yeah, and then it grew very rapidly. We actually outgrew the facilities in Santa Fe in 3 years and moved it out to the Bay Area. So who knew, you know?
Right, and I think it's part of a tide, you know, that your dedication, both of your dedication, and many of our team, we break out of, you know, dedicated, wonderful, like-minded kind of ghetto into larger cultural influence. I mean, there's Wallace J. Nichols, you know, so dedicated for a long time, and now his book is in the top 10 New York Times science books, and he's everywhere on book tour in mainstream media venues as well, and we go team breaking through this thing there. So both of you, so we're 20, what is the 25th anniversary? Are we supposed to give you paper, or I mean, what is number 25 for the wedding anniversary of Bioneers? I don't know.
Large checks
and your enthusiastic attendance and all of those things, and people can go to bioneers.org, and then let me be responsible all over the place too, because you have very kindly, Kenny and Nina and Bioneers and your splendid team have given to KPFA two full three-day passes to Bioneers, and you can have one of those or both of those for a pledge of $495 each, which is basically retail. Okay, so you get both. You get to support your favorite radio show and station, and you get to go. You know, it's cheaper than not doing it. And also two pairs of tickets to my talk at Bioneers. They are opening that up, you know, just for the fun of it, 9 p.m. on Friday, October 17th. But again, you get, you know, for a pair of tickets, a pledge of a mere $50. That way you get to support, you know, the network that is your voice, and the radio show that is always offering many, many, many Bioneers presenters and many leading edge, you know, again, critique and solution. We want both. We want the mirror. Ah, we want the window. Woo, and the door. Let's go. So you can have either of those things by calling 800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org. Many people travel from all over. I know you have satellites, Nina and Kenny, but people fly in for Bioneers, and we have listeners in, hello, we have listeners in, you know, Japan, Australia, Hawaii, Alaska, England, and the Midwest, and Boston and the East Coast. So you guys can pledge online, kpfa.org. You can even pledge for one of those passes and fly in. It's not too late. Where are the satellites that you have going this year?
Oh, gosh, they're all, literally all over the map.
Oh, okay.
You know, actually, we have a huge cluster throughout the Rust Belt, Cleveland up to Detroit, and, you know, New Bedford, Massachusetts, Utah, Houston, Texas. Gosh, I don't even have the full list in front of me, but they're all over.
That's great, yeah. And people can find them on your website, bioneers.org, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And what could we turn Rust into? What would be a use for, since it's the Rust Belt?
Send it to Oregon, you know, I don't know.
Right.
Non-toxic clothing dye. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know,
Actually, you know, one of the ironies is that because of climate disruption kicking in, the northern Michigan area is promising to become one of the most important farming belts in the whole world. And they've got, you know, an excellent water supply and very good land. And so, you know, if you want to get in early, it's going to become probably the new, you know, new Central Valley.
And I bet you could turn Rust into alcohol, for the fun of it. I bet it's a fuel.
Is that all you think about?
No. Well, alcohol can be a gas. Another, you know, again, part of our, you know, ingenious solutions dynamic. So, no, actually, I would say alcohol, not one of my favorite sacraments. We love plants, and you also have, forgive me, I've known him forever, Bioneers, but J.P. Harpinji, plant sacraments and the mind of nature, and there's also somebody on your list from the Jeffrey Bronfman from Botanical Dimensions of Human Evolution. So the plants are represented. Do you want to speak to plants, Kenny, then Nina? I mean, again, glad that they are being included.
Yeah, well, you know, Jeffrey Brofman, I first met in the late 80s when I was doing the Hoxie movie, and we became friends, and he was living part-time in Santa Fe at that time, and he was sort of a shadow founder of the company Seeds of Change that I started in 1989, and then really of Bioneers as well. And we've had a very close partnership since the very beginning. And in 1991, well, in 1990, Jeffrey had made his first trip to Brazil, where he was introduced to the União do Vegetal, which is a Brazilian church whose sacrament is ayahuasca. And it's entirely not only legal but legitimate in Brazil, with many of the intelligentsia and politicians, and you know, pretty much it's no big deal. People, I mean, it's a big deal spiritually, but not politically. You know, that people drink the psychoactive tea. And so Jeffrey brought some of the mestres, the priests from Brazil in 1991 to the second Bioneers Conference and many thereafter to talk about this communion with the mind of nature. And, you know, it's a very sacred tradition. It goes back, of course, centuries or perhaps longer among Amazonian tribes and indigenous peoples. And then about 40-something years ago, a Brazilian rubber tapper, Mestre Gabriel, encountered ayahuasca from the native people and founded a church. And so Jeffrey ended up importing the tea to North America, and ultimately one morning found Uncle Sam at the door in what's called a controlled drop, where they had intercepted the tea that was being shipped from Brazil, and they had about 40 agents from the Customs Service and DEA and the FBI, and busted him. Or they didn't bust him, actually. They started a grand jury. They confiscated everything. And he ended up taking it to court. He sued the government on the grounds of religious freedom. And objectively, it was impossible. I mean, there was no way that he could possibly win, you know, when you look at what the politics of the drug war are. And long story short, he took it through successive levels of courts and won each time, where they found that the government really had no, quote, compelling interest, which is the legal basis for interfering with freedom of religion, that the tea was not harmful to people's health, that it wasn't going to be sold on the black market or anything of that nature. So ultimately, the government, they were furious at these losses, and they took it to the Supreme Court, who upheld the church's right to practice in 2006.
And they all drank it as they made their decision. In the wise culture that we're building, the people, the DA guys knocking on the door, we go, well, here, have some. You're like, and they would be like, you're right, this is very wonderful.
The support of evangelical Christian groups.
Yes, right.
The Council of Catholic Bishops, and it's a proto-Christian religion as well. And there was a lot of fear, actually, that this, you know, as Jeffrey did a huge amount of research legally, his mother must be happy he sort of turned out to be a lawyer after all. But one of the things that they uncovered was really that freedom of religion was perhaps the single most important issue to the founding fathers of the U.S., that they felt that, you know, for the state to intervene in religion was catastrophic wherever they saw it around the world. They also found this obscure, well, there's a 1971 treaty that's incredibly important about controlled substances, and that was the grounds for the federal case. However, Jeffrey, they traced back the commentary to the treaty, in other words, all the background that was done prior to the treaty itself. And they traced it to an obscure archive in Austria, where they found that the intent behind the treaty was to exempt plant-based medicines where there's a legitimate tradition of use, like peyote, psilocybin mushrooms, and in this case, ayahuasca. So anyway, you know, Jeffrey's going to talk about what that belief system is all about. And
let me segue into somebody dear to us, which is why we're talking, our too soon ancestor, Barbara Whitestone, who first introduced me to you both, and we form our cahooting for a long, long time ago, and we waved to her, and I just was reminded, segueing, you know, from what you were saying, Kenny, about Jeffrey Brofman and plant sacraments and how important and how those are also interwoven in an honoring way through First Nation people and many presenters at Bioneers. But I remember I was at Barbara's house once, and she had gotten back from Brazil, and she said, I have these paintings from these young children in an ayahuasca village. And I was sort of like, oh, yes, yes, well, you know, okay. And then she showed them to me, and I'm like, oh! You know, and the paintings were nature alive. They were so fantastic. And then I just want to also thank you forever, Nina, for one of the many, many genius things you've done, which has infinite ripples, is when you convened the Council of Unreasonable Women. It was some ways back, maybe you can remember, but you got a whole bunch of women that you thought should meet together, and so much has come out of that. And Barbara was part of that. Barbara Whitestone, hello, wherever you are in heaven. Then Code Pink came out of that, and Diane Wilson was there, and infinite cahooting. But so I want to thank you, Nina, because your dedication to, there is a unique thing. I mean, I like men and women together. I like Mars and Venus together. But that was a particularly historic gathering that you put us together. And when was it? 2002?
It was 2002, so it was 12
right.
years ago.
It's a Jupiter cycle, right?
Yes, I've just begun revisiting it this summer, Caroline, actually. But there will be quite a number of unreasonable women gathering at the Bioneers Conference this year.
Yes.
So there'll be a bit of a reunion, and I'm graduating into my next level of that work, just understanding that there is something powerful that happens when only women come together, and when we connect women across differences that often we don't get to be with in a deeply authentic peer way, you know, and so that was magic. Yes, it was, and thank you for naming it.
Yeah.
Our love to you, Barbara.
Yes, exactly. Because she was such a, well, she connected us, but she also was your pragmatic mystic accounting genius, right? I mean, there she was scribbling away, just doing this and welcoming people at the booth. So everybody who comes to Bioneers, just sort of do a little honoring as you pass the ticket booth, because that's where Barbara used to convene, like one of the ancient anchoresses, you know, again, Julian of Norwich would have a little booth in the middle of town, you know, enclosed, and then people would come by and she would bless them. So Barbara really did kind of that, and I know you both treasured her, and we are, because we're honoring all ancestors, plant ancestors. I mean, as you both know, you know, well, Kenny, you know, when I said at this Kairos time, and you emailed me back going, Kairos, you betcha. We know, you know, news article last week, since 1970, humans have killed half the animals on this planet. We go, ah!
What?
Ah! 1970, some of us were breathing then. It's about a minute ago. So, you know, this idea of, you know, honoring again, and that's why I so love also somebody you're featuring this year, Terry Tempest Williams. You'll have to help me point out when they're speaking. Is Terry Tempest a...
Sunday.
Sunday. Mm-hmm. So people can purchase one-day passes, two-day passes, three-day passes.
They sure can.
Right. So Sunday for...
half-day passes.
Half-day?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Or half day. So you want to look at the schedule at bioneers.org. And so Terry Tempest Williams, who is fantabulous, again, wilderness. And there's Oren Lyons from the Wolf Clan Onondaga, and our wonderful always Melissa Nelson, and Clayton Thomas Mueller, one of the Idle No More organizers. And so it's pretty, I mean, you're brewing, you're doing everything possible to be inclusive in many, many ways. And then also, when is Paul Stamets presenting? He's such a rock star these days.
Friday and Saturday. His keynote is Friday, and then he'll be on some other stuff on Saturday as well.
Right, because we will want to address viral storms, because it's grabbed everybody's, you know, horrific imagination, but it makes complete sense as nature unleashes viral storms to when predators are too rude. So there's that. So bioneers.org, and let me remind our team, aspiring to be responsible, that Kenny and Nina and Bioneers have kindly cahooted to offer two full three-day passes to Bioneers for a pledge of $495, and also two pairs of tickets to my talk with my accomplices, Climbing Poetry. That's Friday, October 17th at 9 p.m. in the exhibition hall. That's for a pledge of $50 for a hair. Again, just these are thank you gifts, you know. So that's wonderful. That'll be at 9 p.m. again, Friday, October 17th. So you can have any of those Bioneers related things by calling 800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org, because we want a marketplace of reciprocal blessings. So if those passes are gone, then just go to Bioneers anyway. But it is a great opportunity. It is a window of opportunity into a door of replenishment, to be able to pay what you would be paying anyway, to Bioneers for a pledge of $4.95. And that blesses all of us. And we want a culture of reciprocal blessing. We want the marketplace to be full of ingenuity, and we want windfalls of wherewithal. Yes, very good. Okay. And then there's adorable Rachel Bagby and many things. Is John Rulak, he is labeling GMOs. He's on a panel, I suppose. He is friend of show. He is such a lucid, informed,
yes,
part of the council. I mean, you know, as is Karen Brown relocalizing food sources. All of us is smarter than any one of us, and I want my inner counsel. I want my inner John Rulak to be able to go, did you know that, you know, oh my God, you know, but the problem is I have to see John Rulak over and over again because he's full of outrages and solutions going, yes, what is the horrible thing? Maybe you know this, Kenny or Nina, soy protein isolate. That's right.
Oh yeah.
Right. Whatever on the package, even if it's organic, if it says soy protein isolate, it is a toxic, horrible thing. And John Rulak can tell you why. Is your enthusiasm after 25 years still growing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not
okay.
A problem.
All right. All righty.
Well, you know, the thing is, too, Caroline, that I think if folks haven't been to Bioneers, it's a little hard to imagine. But I think one of our great blessings has been that because Kenny nor I had ever been to a conference before we started Bioneers, we really kind of designed it to be a kind of theatrical, transformative experience. And so it's got a quality of full engagement to me that's not only great intellectual ideas and learning and visions of solutions, but it's got heart. And it's embodied, and it's got spirit. And, you know, to me, that's a whole system way of experiencing and learning that I don't think we get enough of. You know, I'm really jazzed. We've got a woman coming who's going to be offering sessions on Friday and Saturday afternoon out on the fairgrounds with a horse. And she's a woman whose business is called Vista Caballo, and basically working closely with a horse and one person, she kind of has the horse reveal new insights about leadership, humanity, what you haven't seen about yourself. And she's going to be doing that as a public offering on Friday and Saturday afternoons.
But go ahead. But what's an example? Horse, how many years do we have left? Boom. Three, you say. Do you have any idea?
An example is like, here, show this horse your full intention and lead him to the other side of the corral. And if you're not fully intentionally aligned, the horse won't go. And the horse will actually show you where you're not fully intentionally aligned. So it's kind of mysterious stuff, Caroline, but I've seen her in action. It's jaw-droppingly great. She's incredibly skillful, and it's real. And it's quite fantastic, because what better way to get insights into yourself than through horse sense?
Yeah, and one of our team who's often been to Bioneers, there's a horse healing center in Colorado, and that's not healing horses, it's where the horses diagnose the humans. And she went in, and she said, the horses choose you. And this horse came up to her and started to undo her belt and was snuffling, and her friend who, you know, lives with the horses says, you better go get that checked out, advanced ovarian cancer,
wow.
which the horse knew, but then Obamacare saved her her life. I just want to go. She had no health insurance, no nothing, you know, but Obamacare, you know, came in and paid the $80,000, and she's completely healthy right now. Horses, and we like some parts of the New Deal, and collective medicine. So that's really great. So, many things. I think part of, you know, because both of you are, you know, profoundly pragmatic and fully cultivated in your imaginative and mythological and even astrological knowledge and whimsy, you know, we are in a grand trine in fire, which means, you know, the winds are blowing if we put up our sails for a kind of increased serendipitous synchronicity. So, which is why some things are always true, but times when they're truer, that when we gather now, it's always good at Bioneers because it's the presenters, of course, you know, but it's really who you run into and going, oh, look, oh, you, oh, that's good. And as we're all dedicating and strengthening our signal, we're more likely to encounter, you know, those people with whom we can cahoot in practical ways. So gathering now is even more full of synchronous conversing and connecting, and that's, you know, always what I love about Bioneers. But I think this year might be especially kind of like, because our inner dedication and our outer connections are thinner, you know, it's more like hello. So before I reluctantly release you both with gratitude and enthusiasm to see you all October 17th, 18th, 19th, and more, is there a exhortation, is there a blessing, is there something you want to waft out to the team, is there, you know, anything along those lines? May it be that sane reverence eclipse, you know, sociopathy, anything along those lines. I'll prime the pump here. Because Kenny, you know, and Nina, you know, both of you are wonderfully metaphorically literate. So we've been outsourcing, it's what you were saying about the political track and the nature track, and of course they belong together. We've been outsourcing leadership to those who've lost kinship. That's even the Skull and Bones initiation, in which we've given financial and political leadership. They actually go through a ritual in which they say, this feeling of connectedness, it is weak and I kill it. That's part of their ritual. So Kenny, in the political realm of the track, you know, I'm feeding it to you, Kenny. Is it the dedication that we outsource lead well, or that we are all leaders, and that we magnetize leadership with kinship? Is that good enough?
Yeah, I mean, basically, in this time, we're all called upon to be leaders. You know, we can't take the role we're given as consumers. We're actually citizens. Let's start right there. And that requires participation. But leadership today really resides in community. The magnitude and the complexity of the world's challenges, no individual, you know, the archetype of the lone inventor is so 5 minutes ago. It's just not where it's at. It takes a village, quite literally. And that, you know, we didn't have really know when we started Bioneers, it was really clear, wow, this, you know, this work has to get out there. And, you know, both Dina and I have a background in communications and media, so that was kind of, you know, clear. But we didn't realize, we thought everybody would know each other, you know, even. And nobody knew each other, even in the same fields. It was extraordinary. So what's really happened is it's become a hatchery for a community, and a place to grow as a community and learn from each other and do deals and collaborations. And, you know, it's been very moving. We reached out to the larger community to invite people to share their stories of how Bioneers has influenced their life and work. And I mean, I have to sit there with a box of Kleenex. I can't tell you. It's just
really. I don't think of you as a way sentimental guy, Kenny.
Well, it's the new me. What can you say?
Oh, that's so Venus of you. Oh look. It's like a tarot card. No, it is important. It's like at the TEDx oil conference, the scientists were weeping, and yes, we were more boys weeping. Is good. And Nina, and if more boys weeping, more girls.
Woofing. Access to the full spectrum of our human capability.
That'll do. All
right. And, you know, reclaiming and reinventing leadership. that's guided by compassionate reverence.
Right.
And collaborative cahootiveness.
Exactly. And that we're all in this dream together. Well, thank you. Thank you, fellow dreaming parts of myself, as I am parts of you, Nina Simons and Kenny Ossibel, long time dedicated to goodness in world. The last 25 years have been dedicated to this particular conference, Bioneers.org. Thank you both so much, and I will see you, at the conference.
All right, thanks so much,
Caroline. We look forward to KPFA. We love KPFA. Support them.
Absolutely.
Yes, support them indeed. And we know of at least 5 marriages that have met at Bioneers.
Five what?
Marriages.
Marriages. All right, there you go.
Marriages originated where people met their partner.
And they're still married, you say?
They're still married.
Oh, that's amazing. What a miracle. All right, it's another match. You are both matchmakers in the keeping with your tradition, the tradition of your people. That is wonderful. Multitasking. All right, thank you both.
Thank you, Caroline.
Love you. Okay. Love you. That is our, you know, adorable allies, Nina Simons and Kenny Ossibel. And we, of course, are, you know, to segue and to and fro, they have offered 2 full 3-day passes to Bioneers, each pass for a pledge of $4.95, which is what it would cost you if you actually went. So it is a twofer, and that you can have, I don't know if they're still there, but you can try by calling 1-800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org, and also 2 pairs of tickets to my talk at Bioneers, which will be Friday night, October 17th at 9 p.m. in the exhibition hall at the kind of Marin Civic Center complex where Bioneers is having. And you can have a pair of tickets for a pledge of $50 and see you there. That will be me cahooting with Climbing Poetry, Naima Penniman and Alixa Garcia. We will be doing our magnetizing metaphor into matter tour, really, which begins at Bioneers. And then we're on to, what are we on to? Tuesday, October 21st, we'll be in Oakland. That's me, Caroline Casey, and Climbing Poetry at Impact Hub Oakland at 7 p.m. on October 21st. And on Wednesday, we'll be in Nevada City. You can go to coyotenetworknews.com for more of that. And we'll be hosting them next week and offering more related things along our experimental magnetizing metaphor into matter tour. So, yes, we are renew all, refresh KPFA. We do like that dynamic. Part of the theme that we're all animating really is, you know, the world out there, you know, is being destroyed by hyper-yang Mars death frenzy. Mars with no Venus has no solutions. It's only like, you know, kill it or bomb it or, you know, whatever. We go, yes, ingenuity and ingenuity magnetizing. So we do love that. So in keeping with fun and with pertinence to keep this station full, replenished and renewed and refreshed with a windfall of wherewithal, here's a fun thing. Okay, so I'm flying out, and in order to have my birthday out west, because it's to see all of you. And so my birthday dinner, Caroline Casey birthday dinner, this is the Visionary Activist Show, KPFA 94.1. My dinner, my birthday is October 14th, and the wonderful allies, Joni Quitt, who owns the Pinecone Diner in Point Reyes, is opening for our dinner only. It will only be us. That's a 6 p.m. dinner. Council, cavort, I encourage toasting for the well-being of the world. It is a pledge of $300, but a huge chunk of that goes into actual fantastic feast. She is providing wonderful wine and beer, and each one of you who pledges, I will be happy to talk to you. We're taking up to 20 people to find out what are your food enthusiasms and preferences, because Joni's hiring a great friend of hers to be the chef for our cahooting, our KPFA fun drive, Caroline birthday, visionary activist council, whatever it is. And she's willing to cook anything, right? For vegans, for paleos, for high gluten people, for no gluten people, for people who eat rocks. I mean, whatever. We can have oysters. We can have vegan things. We can of whatever. But most important, we can meet our team. I used to do this a lot. And then haven't had proffered myself in this way during Fun Drive for a long time. I love all the people who came in the past. Perhaps you will come join us again. It is 6 p.m. in Point Reyes, so keep that in mind. If you come out early, you know, we can all walk on Limantour Beach, or whoever wants to come out, you know, and walk on Limantour Beach to gather mojo and wish me, you know, another 62 years on the planet, because I'm just getting the hang of it now, and that would be great. So Pinecone Diner dinner, October 14th, 6 p.m., birthday dinner for a pledge of $300. Yes, it's a lot, but there's a lot of value in there. And you can be one of the attendees and meet really other cool people, and you can bring a friend if you pitch another $300. Why not? What a great present to give to somebody who is a dedicated listener. We have such dedicated, dynamic listeners to this show. I hear from you all so often. And keep in mind that our audience is very broad and quirky and unique and talented. Some of them are homeless, so pledge for those on the street who listen to this show but who cannot pledge. Some of them are in prison. Hello, hello, love you all. I get letters, you know, so pledge for our teammates who are in prison. And then, you know, hugely diverse, you know, inner city, outer city, Oakland, Bay Area, Marin, you know, up to Sonoma. Some people drive up to hilltops in Santa Cruz. Hello, Santa Cruz, to catch the signal. So again, for a pledge of $300, you can join this historic birthday dinner, visionary activist, toasting, council, magic, mojo at the Pinecone Diner, which is it's the diner of my dreams. And wonderful Joan Quitt is really great. And you, that's again a pledge of $300 by calling 800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732 or pledging online, kpfa.org. Only 20 people, but 20 really cool people. If you feel a hum, if you feel an irresistible hum, we go, that's great. And I think, you know, again, there might be a pass or two left to Bioneers for a pledge of $495. That is a three-day pass to the whole thing, which is pretty, you know, everything's befoibled, but everything's great, or some things are greater than others. But it is a great avenue for synchronicity, because there are the presenters, Naomi Klein, Wallace J. Nichols, Clayton Thomas, one of the Idle No More organizers, Paul Stamets, you know, mycology rock star, friend of show, John Warner, you know, green chemistry guy, Melissa Nelson, Always Wonderful, Rachel Bagby, longtime ally, Jeffrey Brunfman, Ayahuasca, Terry Tempest Williams, Wilderness, David Orr, Climate Leadership, Brock Dolman, you know, ingenious talk on water, don't know what he's doing this, Andy Lipkus, you know, Tree People from Los Angeles, John Rulak, who is labeling GMOs, Joel Solomon, again, you know, Sane Reverent Investing, Vandana Shiva, only on a panel, but that'll be on Sunday, Paul Hawken, wonderful Karen Brown, relocalizing food systems, again, one of the great guests on this show. So encouraging you all to pledge to this show. It's 18 years on this show. My, how time flies when you're having fun. So some of you out there have never heard this before. We are the Visionary Activist Show on KPFA 94.1. People often go, I mean, even last week, people go, I'd never heard you before, and like, oh my God, you know. And then there's people who've been listening for 18 years, and people's dogs who've been listening for 12 years, they tell me these things. You know, and sometimes I run into people out west, you know, who recognize voice and go, I started listening to you when I was 12 and I'm 30 something now and you've raised me. So many forms of replenishment, you know. As you know, so many of the programmers who are weekly, we do this for no money. We do this for the love and wealth of the culture, and we do this also to raise money for KPFA. And it is particularly wonderful when you pledge, you know, to the Visionary Activist Show, because for 18 years we've been dedicated to critique and solution, and also to be absolutely composting colonialism. You know, when we first started, you know, there was a few grumpy callers, you know, 18 years ago, who goes, why are you talking about mythology and astrology and dingbat things like that when the world is owned by imperialists and capitalists, you know? So I used to have a section of the show going, what I wish I'd said last week. Under my breath, I go, you know, that is such a colonial attitude, a colonized mind, because all the indigenous beings that we know who are so effective and that lives in all of our hearts, you know that it is a reverent collaborating with nature, and the beautiful, you know, corresponding, you know, by ourselves simply as humans, we can't possibly fix this thing. It's by ourselves that got us into this horrific and murderous and sociopathic pickle. You know, it's only a reverent dedication. So we do intelligent metaphysics for the political. That is one of our specialties here on the Visionary Activist Show, going, come on, there you go. There you go. And it quieted down, you know, pretty much. I mean, there's a few dingbats who are like, nee, but colonized mind, bless their hearts. But again, we are all embraced. Many scientists listen to the show and go, I don't know about mythology and astrology, but I trust you. That'll do. Because we are proving, we all of us are proving mysticism. When we hosted Wallace J. Nichols last week and his book Blue Mind, it's basically, you know, science proving mysticism. Bless their little hearts. Remember that it was neuroscience who came out with a study, I forgot which neuroscientist, but which group, but they proudly declared, we neuroscientists have discovered that people remember things better when they're in stories. And we go, oh, you cute little modern whippersnapper, modern neuroscience. You know, we go, yes, stories, fairy tales, myths, detective stories, these are all ways in which culture has embedded actual intimacy and botanical and scientific knowledge in order to pass down. And astrology also, you know, again, regardless of whatever anybody thinks about what it is, you know, was a language of cultural wisdom that was passed down in stories about kinship and cooperating with nature. That is it at its fundamental indigenous root. So, again, team, ways to Kahoot. Any donation to refresh, replenish, encourage KPFA, which is everyone's voice, especially as we're heading into this storm, this Kairos moment where everything that everyone does matters enormously. And every dollar we pledge, we dedicate, may it be to something good that will replenish us and replenish the community. You know, and so as we're heading in again to this time where everything matters so much and to the beauty of KPFA and Pacifica, you know, coming back alive or even more alive, Phoenix-like going, no, back better. Whoops, back better. There, my voice is going up and down, but because Mercury is retrograde, as we remember. So we are whittling, bemused by different quirks in the field. But remember, as Mercury stationed, its image, its symbol was happy house-raising party, again, collaborating for greater good community goodness. And that is part of our dynamic. And as we convene right now, Mercury in Scorpio, sizzly, smoldery, intense critique. We want to acknowledge what is. It is opposite the moon, exalted in Taurus, our animistic cahooting, you know, with everything. Everything's alive, you know. Let us all pledge, you know, as you pledge money to this show and this radio station by calling 800-439-5732 or 510-848-5732, dedicated acts of beauty and dedicated acts of pledging money trump tyranny. It's a whole longer conversation, but just, you know, put it in your pipe and smoke it for the moment. And it makes us all powerful. We are dedicated to theater with a purpose. It is entertaining, but it is not mere entertainment. It's John Lennon's birthday today, so, you know, pledge for peace. Pacifica, the fundamental of this network and this station and this show is Pacifica, the goddess of peace. We are all befoibled humans, but there's a larger force of intelligence that guides this network, this station, this show. So it's not just humans. That's a relief. And again, just to proffer as enticements, any amount is completely welcome. $5, $5,000, $1,000,000, you know, $20, whatever is completely welcome. But we also have thank you gifts that carry the whole thing on, that are quite pertinent. Again, birthday dinner with me, Caroline Casey, October 14th, 6 p.m. at the fabulous Pinecone Diner. It will be only us. Again, that's in Point Reyes, California. That's for a pledge of $300. We may have some passes to Bioneers left for a pledge of $495. We have two pairs of tickets to my talk at Bioneers for a pledge of $50 per pair. I didn't even get a chance to talk that much about Stephen Buhner's book that is so fabulous, Plant Intelligence and the Imaginal realm. He will be my guest on October 23rd when I'll be in the KPFA studios, as well as next week with Climbing Poetry. We bring to you every week, you know, part of the team that, again, we can spiral and connect because we are dedicated to being a culture of reverent ingenuity rising from the rubble of composting colonialism. Yes, we are. So Plant Intelligence in the Imaginal Realm into the Dreaming of Earth by Stephen Buhner can be yours for a pledge of $130. And, of course, that's not really what the book costs. That's not the point. The point is it is a thank you gift, and it is you get the book as well as the pledge, so you get many, many, many riches. So thank you all so much. I want to always thank Douglas Bell in Washington, D.C., and the KPFA team, Erica Bridgman out in Berkeley. I'm Caroline Casey, just again exhorting you to call 1-800-439-5732. Okay, I forgot to play the fabulous Mike Brown Requiem. It's a little too late, isn't it? Let's just do 20 seconds. Can we do that, KPFA? All right, the Mike Brown Requiem is very beautiful.
Yes.
Run free, justice for us all. Justice for my crown is justice for us all. Which side are you on, friend? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, friend? Which side are you on? Justice for my crown is justice for us all. Justice
so beautiful. That was the Mike Brown Requiem that, again, took place at the St. Louis concert. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Erica Bridgman, again, and Douglas Bell. I'm Caroline Casey. I will be in the Berkeley studios next week with Climbing Poetry. Woof, woof, woof. See you all out west.
Oh, yeah, yeah.